Today is Wednesday, which means it's Worldview Wednesday here on Day by Day. And on today's Worldview Wednesday, we want to talk for just a minute about postmodernism. Postmodernism says that ultimate truth cannot be known, but rather that truth is shaped by situations and times and places, which, by the way, are constantly changing. So postmodernism comes on the heels of a philosophy that's known as modernism. That's why it's called postmodernism. Modernism believed that there was an ideal, an abstract truth, and that by pursuing it, life on Earth would get better and better. But then World Wars I and II happened, and that particular philosophy gave way to postmodernism, which says there is no way to know truth, that it was all relative to your situation, your place in history and geography, that there's no overarching meta-narrative or story that serves to make sense of the world that we live in, that the interpreter is the one who puts his own truth into a statement or a piece of artwork or a song lyric. It's not the originator of the statement or the piece of artwork or the song lyric that matters. It's the interpreter. And did you know that postmodernism has crept into the church? When you hear things like, "What does that passage mean to you?" or statements that say, "I enjoyed that sermon today. I got out of it this," or "How does this song speak to you?" Those are whispers and sometimes all-out shouts of postmodernism, where the interpreter is the one who defines the truth. And the trouble is now that we have so-called Christian songwriters and teachers who write so vaguely, so that many people can claim some type of their own personal truth in whatever they are saying. But truth is not squishy, nor is it meant to be preceded by possessives such as my truth versus your truth. Truth is truth, absolutely. When you pray today, please remember Rama Bakchung and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Myanmar. And also remember the Vi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Liberia.